You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul writes, "But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he is going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel. And not only that, but he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this act of grace that is being ministered by us for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. And with them we are sending our brother, whom we have often tested and found earnest in many matters, but who is now more earnest than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. And as for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. So give proof before the churches of your love and of our boasting about you to these men. Now it is superfluous for me to write to you about the ministry for the saints. For I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the people of Macedonia, saying that Achaia has been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I am sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not prove empty in this matter, so that you may be ready as I said you would be. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come with me and find that you are not ready, we would be humiliated, to say nothing of you, for being so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction." Here ends the reading. It is a blessing to have in our daily reading, so close to Christmas, reflections about generosity and giving. No one speaks so clearly and powerfully as Paul about the responsibility of followers of Jesus to make generous giving a part of their lives. Indeed, Paul is bold as he lifts up the example of the Macedonians, and bold as he encourages and expects the Corinthians to be ready with their offering. Paul is sending brothers to receive the offering which will be used for the relief of the saints in Jerusalem, and has told the brothers of the zeal and readiness of the Christians to give. So Paul writes, "Don't let me be humiliated. I have boasted of your generosity," writes Paul, "so that the gift may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction, not as if forced from you." The season of Advent and Christmas are certainly times in our lives when we naturally consider those less fortunate, those who've fallen on hard circumstances, those who may not have means or resources as we do. Congregations readily take up special offerings, make care packages and food baskets, provide Christmas gifts for children who may not expect much on Christmas morning. And yet, while there is perhaps a greater outpouring as we draw near to Christmas, let us give thanks for your kindness and generosity throughout the year. Christians are not stingy or greedy. We see every one of our congregations involved in special offerings week by week for the sake of those in need locally and around the world. For your generosity, we give thanks. Let's pray. Gracious and giving God, keep us mindful of those less fortunate and create in us giving hearts throughout the year. In Jesus' name, amen. A suggested Advent action: commit yourself to making a special Christmas offering every month of the year and not just in December.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.